This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain's foreign secretary says Iranian authorities have seized two vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, intensifying tensions in the strategic waterway. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports when the ships was allowed to continue its voyage.
One of the ships is British, the other sails under Liberia's flag. And Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt called the seizure unacceptable. Iran confirmed that it seized a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz because it was not complying with international maritime laws and regulations. It says the Liberian tanker is not detained. Earlier this month, Britain assisted in the seizure of an Iranian oil supertanker. President Trump says U.S. officials will speak with Britain about this unfolding situation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Donald Trump expressed confidence an Iranian drone was downed in the Strait of Hormuz as it approached a U.S. warship the previous day. However, as AP Sagar Magani reports, Iran's Revolutionary Guard say the incident did not occur.
The president says he was right.
This only goes to show what I'm saying about Iran. Trouble. Nothing but trouble.
Tensions with Iran have been rising since May when the U.S. sent an aircraft carrier and additional troops to the Persian Gulf, citing unspecified threats. The U.S. has imposed more sanctions on Iran after getting out of the 2015 nuclear deal.
A lot of bad things are happening to them. And it's very easy to straighten out, or it's very easy for us to make it a lot worse.
The president says there will be talks with Britain about the unfolding crisis. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Libya's National Oil Corporation confirmed on Saturday that production at its 290,000 barrels per day oil field was currently offline. NOC said it was conducting a full-scale investigation into suspected closed valves in the area. This is VOA News. A large portion of the United States is in the midst of a heat wave. Forecasters say more than 87 million Americans live in areas where record temperatures will likely be set on Saturday. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said that several outdoor events planned for the weekend were canceled.
We have instructed that the triathlon and the Aussie Fest be canceled given the heat conditions.
The temperature in Washington, D.C. is expected to reach 43.3 degrees Celsius. Meteorologists say for a short while it will feel just as hot in Washington as Death Valley, California. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirmed in Argentina Friday that the U.S. has imposed financial sanctions against a Hezbollah militant group leader suspected of directing a deadly 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires that killed 85 people. In his remarks there, Pompeo announced the newly imposed U.S. sanctions against the operative.
Salman Rauf Salman served as the on-the-ground coordinator for the Amia bombing and remains a wanted man who continues plotting terrorism on behalf of Hezbollah.
And the visit to Argentina coincides with the 25th anniversary of the bombing of the Jewish community center. The Argentine government has said that Hezbollah was responsible for that attack. A 42-year-old man from Brooklyn, New York, is now back on U.S. soil, charged with fighting for the Islamic State terror group as a sniper before rising through the ranks to become an emir. Charges against the Rulon were unsealed Friday, a day after U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces handed him over to U.S. law enforcement officials. The U.S. military then flew Isenoff to New York, where he appeared before a judge Friday. According to court documents, Isenoff, a naturalized citizen who came to the U.S. from Kazakhstan, traveled to Syria in late 2013, where he began fighting with IS as a sniper. Eventually, he became one of the terror group's emirs responsible for establishing training camps for IS recruits and teaching them how to use weapons. A powerful bomb blast outside the gates of Kabul University in the Afghan capital on Friday killed at least 8 people, wounded 33, as students and lawyers waited to take an examination. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. On Thursday, Taliban insurgents set off 2-car bombs outside police headquarters in the southern city of Kandahar, killing at least 12 and wounding more than 80. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.